I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're all fighting, aren't we? Trump, Musk. But very soon for all of us, including Trump and Musk, there's nothing left. It comes really soon for Trump. There's nothing left apart from sitting in one room with your thoughts, the TV, and your loved ones. And Trump will have the best lounge, don't get me wrong. He will have the best lounge, the very best. He has the best loved ones. He has Melania, he has Stormy Daniels, he has Putin. He's got a massive TV. Probably showing reruns of The Apprentice. But what else will he have? What will be in his thoughts? To be honest, this is a very bad example because, you know, he's like Jimmy Savile, isn't he? He'll go to the grave thinking nothing he did was that wrong. And I'm being simplistic, of course. A lot of what he does is good too. Shades of grey. So let's use another example, shall we? Let's use
you.
You're fighting for what? Very soon you'll have nothing left but one room. Your loved ones, the TV, and your thoughts. What are you going to think in that moment? You're going to think about your life. Who you loved and what difference you made. Who you were good to. And you'll regret who you were awful to. I'm sure you will. So in short, stop being a cunt. I'm referring, of course, again to Cycling Mikey, who I talked about in yesterday's episode. Cycling Mikey, who rides around catching drivers on their phones to get them banned. Stop it, Mikey. You'll have nothing left soon.